All right, let's go. We're up to Mishnah. We're up to Masech Taris Perik Aleph Mishnah Vav. Beitza Eichel Shechich Beitza Eichel Shlishi. We have over here Beitza, an egg of an Eichel Sheni Ucha Beitza Eichel Shlishi. So we have a Sheni and Shlishi Shablolon Zebezeh Sheni. Okay, so like we learned last time, this is some Dvarim Shudim. Okay? You have two different types of tumas, a sheni and a shlishi. You mix them together. You mix them.
You mixed up their.
You mix them up, and the question now is, what status do they have after you combine the, after you when you win the mixture? Afterwards, after you mix them, you split them. You separate one from the other. So it says here, kibetza oichel sheni, uchabetza oichel shlishi, shebelolam zebezeh. We have over here an egg, a sheni, and a shlishi. You mix them zebezeh. Hoil since v'yesh betarubis shiur shalem kibetza, shal sheni lutoma. Sheni, so it's dar pashli of betza, of a full betza of a sheni, a full betza of a shlishi. You mix them together, so we follow the more severe sheni, because we have a full shear of a sheni. Sheni. One more time, kol hatarubis dina kesheni lutuma upaselus es hatruma. The whole thing is a sheni, and therefore truma can become a shlishi. Now chilkan, what happens if we split it? So all we have is a beitz, and that beitz is comprised of chatzi sheni, chatzi shlishi. So we have to follow the more lenient chilkan. Chilak es hatarubis l'shnei chalakim zeh shlishi v'zeh shlishi. Each half is only a beitza, so we have to assume that it's the more lenient. Kol echad min chalakim shlishi l'tumah kikal she beinem, like the more lenient of the two. Hoyil ve'ein mechol chelak ela kachatzi shir. We only have an ish chelak kachatzi shir shal shnei shal sheni. Since in each beitza we only have a chatzi shir of a sheni, chatzi of shlishi, we have to file a molini, which going to be, we're going to consider each one to be a shlishi. Weiter. Nafal ze la'atzmai v'ze li'atzmai al-kika shal tuma lo'i pisalu. If they default sequentially, one after the other, so you never had a one moment in time, a full beitza touching the truma. Nafal ze li'atzmai v'ze li'atzmai al-kika shal tuma sh'nafal lo'v chachelik sh'en li'achar v'shal silku minu es ha'chelik sh'nafal l'vishan lo'i pisalu. Paslu sh'en ha'shlishi poisal b'truma. But let's say naflu sh'nem ka'acha. Sabalas, they fell together. Both pieces fell together, so at one moment in time, both pieces were touching the truma. So that means we have a full kezayis worth of a sheni touching a shlish touching. Nafl shnem kiachas al kikosh asu shlishi upaslu hoil v'naga boi oichel sheni kibetsa kmo shabiyan b'mishnah achal like we learned in the previous mishnah. Okay, right, good. Next, kibetsa oichel rishon kibetsa oichel shlishi nukes. Now we have a beitza a rishon and a shlishi. So we're skipping here the sheni. How do you like that? We're skipping the sheni.
For some reason, I didn't comprehend. I don't know why.
Kabeitza echol sheni, kabeitza echol shlishi. We have over here a sheni and a shlishi.
Yeah.
Shablolon zebezeh.
Good.
So what is the status of the combination sheni? Why? Because you have a full kezayis of a sheni. Push it. Let's say chilkon, you mix them together and you split. So now in each kezayis, what do you have? Each kezayis has a chatzi zayis of chatzi beitza of a sheni, a chatzi beitza of a shlishi. So the lowest common denominator is a shlishi, ze shlishi, ze shlishi. But let's say I then take both pieces and I have them touch the
why
tshuma.
Why ze shlishi, ze shlishi?
Because it's the lowest common denominator. Nafal zeliyas and zeliyas. Let's say each one touched the piece of truma sequentially. So never at one moment in time were they both touching. So never at one moment in time do we have a full kibetz of a sheni touching the truma. At every moment in time we have only a chatzi beitz of a sheni touching truma. Because each half only has a chatzi beitz.
Chatzi
shlishi. So a chatzi shlishi, a chatzi shlishi, that's not enough to be time of truma. So nafal zeliyas and zeliyas. Al-kiyashal truma loy paslu. Nothing happened. The truma, because you never had one moment in time a full beitza of a sheni touching. What do you mean? Has it happened?
Has it happened?
You have two beitzim, and you take a knife and you slice it, and you take one beitzah and you touch the chumah, put it back, take the other beitzah and touch
the
chumah.
Other beitzah,
I have two beitzim. I have a sheni and a shlishi.
Yes.
I merge them. How much do I have?
Now you have
two beitzim. I then take a knife and I mix them all together. I then take a knife and I slice it. I take half. Which, well, how much is one half? How much is a half?
Beitza.
A beitzah. And I touch the chumah. And then I put it back over here.
Right.
I then take the other. Then I take the other.
Right.
Other thing. I go and I touch the chumah. Put it back over here. What happens?
I touch it. Nothing.
So that's because it was mixed up. Therefore each beitzah only has a chatzi beitzah.
Good morning.
Weiter. Okay, so now we have here kibetzah eichel sheni.
Good.
But let's say nafle shnem ka'achas. They both are touched simultaneously. Then asur shlishi, because when you have two beitzim together, in the two beitzim you certainly have one beitzah of a sheni, and a sheni can make it into a shlishi. Okay, are we done?
Yep.
Okay, so we're done. Now going to the next category. Kabeitz oichel rishon, kabeitz oichel shlishi. A naizach. A rishon and a shlishi. Okay? A rishon and a shlishi. Is it complicated?
No.
A rishon and a shlishi. Shabol and zebezeh. So what's the lowest common denominator?
Kabeitz oichel rishon, kabeitz oichel shlishi.
You have a rishon and a shlishi.
Yeah.
Here is a rishon. Okay, here. Rishon and shlishi.
Rishon, okay.
What?
Oh, that's the Russian all along.
So basically
you have one rishon,
and one shlishi
of rishon, and one beitza of rishon.
Shebelolon zebeze.
It's a funny lesson. Kabeitza oichel rishon, kabeitza oichel.
Kabeitza oichel rishon, kabeitza oichel shlishi.
Why don't you use that lesson of oichel? Why don't you say kabeitza rishon?
Food. Aren't you getting hungry?
You don't have to say that. You just say kabeitza rishon. Okay.
Kabeitza oichel sheni. That's the way the mission, the lashon of the mission.
I know, but I'm saying it didn't have to.
The mission is very precise.
Okay, good.
Kabeitza oichel rishon and kabeitza oichel shlishi shebelol and zebze. You mix them together. Rishon. So what is halacha? So if
why
you have, because you have a full rishon. If you mix them together, and I have in front of me two beitzim. In the two beitzim, there is at least one beitza of a rishon. So why not go to the chumami machmir? If I have two beitzim and I mix them together, and in the two beitzim there is one beitzim that is a rishon, so of course it's going to be rishon. Kebeitza oichel rishon, kebeitza oichel shlishi, shebelolon zeh bezeh, rishon. So it's going to be rishon. Chilkan, what happens if we split them? Chilkan, let's say we divide it, zeh sheni v'zeh sheni. We divide it, so zeh sheni v'zeh sheni. So then we have to, what's the lowest common denominator? Because, chilkan zeh sheni v'zeh sheni. Wait. Why? So no, that's a big chiddush. Why is that so? What would you say if not for this? You would say that each one has the status of a shlishi. The lowest common denominator is a shlishi. So why do we say it's a sheni? So he explains. The Mishnah, this is a very big chiddush. The Mishnah is saying a chiddush. Sha'af ha-shlishi shenaga berishayin nase sheni. A shlishi that touches a rishon becomes a sheni. Look, we have over here a beitza of a rishon. A beitza shlishi. When the shlishi touches the rishon, what happens to this?
Chalkan zesh sheni v'zesh sheni. Both of them are sheni.
Why?
If you cut them in here. Right?
Why? So why?
After you bolon them, right?
Why, but it should be either a rishon or a shlishi.
It should be a rishon.
This is a rishon. This is a shlishi. It says because when the shlishi touches the rishon, what does the shlishi become?
Sheni.
Upgrade. So now the lowest common denominator is rishon v'sheni. So now we mix everything together and we split it, so the lowest common denominator is sheni. Okay?
Uh-huh.
By the way, I want to warn you that we have to stop at 22.
Let's go.
22.
Can we learn until 22?
Not a minute. Not that.
Can we learn until?
Okay, so shabalon. So let's say now we have oichel rishon. Kabeitza echel rishon, kabeitza echel shlishi, shabolon zeh bezeh, rishon. Chilkan, zeh sheni v'zeh sheni. Why the two shenis?
Sh'af
shlishi, shenaga berishon, nasa sheni. The shlishi to touch the rishon becomes a sheni. Let's take a look here at the Peirush of Rav. So we have here. Okay, Nafal Shem Ka'achas, this is a Shlishi. Kibetz, here we are, here's what we're up to. Kibetza, Oichal Rishon, Kibetz, Oichal Shlishi. Shavon Zebeze, Hoyle Vyesh, Petrubus Hashir, Kibetza, Shal Oichal Rishon, Rishon. Since we have in the Taruvus a shear of a beitza, shall oichal rishon, it's a rishon. Kol ha taruvus in kirishon l'tuma. Okay, so it's going to be a rishon. Chilkan, we divide it. Chilk is taruvus to shnei chalakim zesheni zesheni. Kol lecha mihem dina kesheni l'tuma. Why? Shiaf hashlishi shnaga b'rishon nasesheni. B'nimsa shiyesh pol chilek echatzi beitza oichal rishon echatzi beitza oichal sheni. Each beitza has is comprised of a chatzi beitza of a rishon and chatzi beitza of a sheni, and this falls back on the principle that we have learned in the previous mishnah of haredim kikal shebeinehem, and this falls back on the principle that we learned in the previous mishnah that we follow the lowest common denominator, which is going to be a sheni. Good. Are we done?
She'af ashlishi shenaga rishon nasa sheni. This is where we're at.
That's a new case. That's a new case. We'll finish. We'll finish part two. Now to part three.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Yeah?
Kishtei
beitzim eichel rishon. I have in front of me two eggs that are rishon. Kishtei beitzim eichel sheni. And I have two eggs of a sheni. Shneblolon ze bezeh. So what's the total? Total is four.
It overcomes rishon.
So lubul is rishon. Why? Because I have in front of me four. So among the four, I have at least half two are going to be rishon. Let's take a look over here. Kishtei beitzim eichel rishon, v'oid shtei beitzim eichel sheni, shabolim zebezeh hakol rishon. Shere yesh kan shir sholim shal rishon. Okay, now, so I have four eggs. Chilkan, I divide it, so it's two and two. Here's the chiddush. Zerishon v'zerishon. Why? Why not? Why? Chilkan, chilkas ha terubus l'shnei chalakim, zerishon v'zerishon. Here's the chiddush. Kolecha mehem chalakim adayin rishon l'tumma. Why?
Shaharinu.
Shayesh b'chol echa mehem kibetz o'ichla rishon. Why?
Because you have two beitzes.
Yeah,
there are two beitzes of each one.
Why don't we say that maybe all of the rishons are the other one? How do you know?
Let me do that.
What happened?
Nothing.
Why? How do you know? If I start off with two and two, here's two rishons.
So we ball on it.
Oh, so since you want to say that it has to be that it's a thorough balila, what are you doing?
Nothing. I was listening to you.
Why are you putting your head down?
Because I'm tired.
Are you tired?
Yeah.
So you have coffee.
They don't have any.
Go upstairs.
I went.
So what happened upstairs?
Anti-Semitic. They don't have any.
Upstairs?
Yeah.
Chilkan, shechazdiv azerish azerishon, kolachad mechalak madani rishon, l'tama shuriyesh b'cholachad mehem kibetz eichel rishon. Fine, but let's say I divide into l'shloisha oy laba, I divide the taruvis, the four eggs, into three parts, or I divide the four parts, the four eggs into four parts, then you cannot be guaranteed that any one of the four parts has a beitz of a rishon. L'shloisha liarba. Chilik es hatarubis l'shloish oy le'abo chalakim harei elu sheni kol echad min hachalakim dina kesheni l'tum l'fi shein b'chol echad mehem el apachos b'kebeitza oichal rishon. Good?
So we say if you cut it in half it becomes a rishon, right?
That's only when you cut it in half and each part is two eggs.
Hachal rishon.
Two eggs.
Yeah. Chilkan.
But if you divide it, you divide it into three or four parts. Kishtei beitzim oichal rishon. Kishtei beitzim oichal sheni. Shablolon zebuza, you mix them together.
Yeah, rishon.
Rishon. You have four eggs. So then divide it.
Then you divide what?
I divide the four eggs into two parts. So on one side I have two eggs, on the other side I have two eggs.
Right.
So among the two eggs, is there a guarantee, if I thoroughly mix it, is there a guarantee
we
in the two eggs? Yes, zerishon.
Is this a part of this?
Yes.
The same case.
Same case. Now let's say I divide the four eggs into three parts. Then there is no guarantee that in the three, then any one of the three parts, you're going to have a full beitza of a rishon. Because when you divide the three parts, since you only start out with two beitzim of a rishon, and you divide it into three parts, there's no, you're not going to have, you've crossed the barrier. You're not going to have in any one of the three parts a full shiva beitza. So there's no way you're going to have beitza. The lowest common is a sheni. Harei l'sheni. Good? Next. Now up to case number four, up to the fourth part of the Mishnah. Fourth part of the Mishnah is Kishtei beitzim eichel sheni, Kishtei beitzim eichel shlishi. We're dealing with the sheni and the same exact thing. Shablon zebezeh, sheni. So you have in front of you four kazesim, and among the four kazesim, you certainly have two kazesim of a sheni, sheni. Chilk, and let's say you divide it into two parts, zeh sheni, zeh sheni.
So you have, what's the case here? Shtei beitzim, oichel sheni.
So and you mix them together. So shabon zebezeh. So what's the total?
She's saying it's sheni. Go ahead.
So what's total the total?
Is
no, total is shem. But how many eggs?
Four.
So it's fine. Shabon zebezeh sheni. Chilk, and I divide into two parts. Zeh sheni, zeh sheni. So I divide into two parts. So
shlishi.
Okay. So therefore, four parts of Mishnah is very very similar. When we do papers, we know. Let's chaz the Mishnah. And good. You want to chaz the Mishnah?
We can go further if you want.
Fight. Mishnah Zayin. Mikrat sois neishchay zoy bezo. What does it mean? Mikrat sois biting zoy bezo. Vikikar neishchem zoy bezo. If you go to the bakery, you go by. You go to the bakery. You go to the bakery.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
So the chalas, you buy the bulk loch. They're always attached to each other. So that's what it says. Neishchay. What's over here? Nick. What does it mean? Mikrat sois. Chaticha spotzik. Piece of dough neishchay that are biting zoy bezo. Devukos. They're cleaving. That when you separate one from the other, it pulls a clump of dough from its fellow foe. It chaps. A small amount of dough. It appears as if they're binding one another. Okay, so we have two. Or biki karm neshkol zeh bezo, oiki karm loaves bread advukim. It's either it's dough of loaves bread advukim zeh bezeh. K'mo shibanu b'mikrotzos. We mentioned that mikrotzos. Mikrotzos means dough. Mikrotzos is dough, and the loaves of bread neshmo zeh. So now nitmeis achas mehem b'sheretz kulam tchila. If a sheretz touches one piece of dough, one piece of dough, all of them, all the bulk loch. Going to the bakery, they have a whole like all attached to each other, like 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And a sheretz touches one, all of them have become, even though each one is independent, because since they're partially cleaving to one to another, memela, they all become tamid to the rishayim. Nitmeis achas mehem kulam tchila. They all become a rishayim. Perishu kulam tchila. What does that mean? Let's see over here. What does that mean in the Mishnah? Mishnah here says, and one of the pieces of dough, oy haki karos or loaves, kulam tchila, kol achas mehem rishon l'tumah. Each one is a rishon l'tumah kilu noga hasheretz bekulam. If the sheretz touch them all, lefi because sheke guf echad hain. It's one guf. Okay, it's considered to be one guf. Let's say the chatichos. Are you okay?
Yeah, listen.
Perishu ha-chatichos. Let's say they separate. Oy kikaros zom izol yachas shenitma achas mehem sheretz kum tchila kol achas shenisho. It remains a rishon. L'tumah b'mnei shal yiguf echa b'shas tumasan. So all it means, even if you separate, nothing's going to change. Just because you separate, don't make a mistake in a thing. It's a continuation. Nigrot says dough. So you may think that it's only going to be a rishon only when it's still attached. All of them. Let's have 12.
Kulan tchila means they're all a rishon. Why does it say kulan tama?
No, because it means they're a rishon. If the sheretz is an avatama.
So she say av.
That's the way the Mishnayos talk. The sheretz is what? What is the sheretz?
Sheretz is an
av. So all of them are rishon. What?
Rishon. Tchila is a rishon.
Yes, tchila is a rishon. No, tchila is a rishon. The sheretz is an av.
Okay, tchila.
The sheretz is an av.
Now you separated all of them. Now you separate all the chalas.
It doesn't make a difference. They still remain a rishon. Don't make a mistake and think that they're only going to be a rishon when they're still attached.
Correct.
Maybe when you separate them, then they go down. They lose the status. No such thing. They remain. Kulun, they remain.
Right. Where's the place?
Vikikaros. Paita. Nitmeis achas mehem b'sheretz im noga hasheretz piachas hamikrotzas oy hakikaros kulam tchila kol achas mehem is a rishon l'tumah ki ilu noga hasheretz, as if each one touched the sheretz itself shuavu tumah b'kulan lefi sheguf echadam, it's all one guf. Pershu, let's say you now separate the chatichos, the little clumps of dough, or you separate one loaf from the other. Hachatichos oy hakikaros zo mizo liachas shenitmeo. achas mehen b'sheretz, it doesn't matter, kulan tchila, they all remain in the status of a rishon. Kol achas nishara rishon l'tuma, each one remains a rishon l'tuma, dibnei shahoyu guf echad b'shas t'masam, because they were one guf b'shas t'masam. Okay, nothing has changed. Good, it's good. Weit, b'mashkin, kulam shnios, what does that mean, b'mashkin? Let's say water touches them. In other words, they didn't touch a sheretz. Some liquid that is tamei made contact with one of the loaves of bread, and they're all attached to each other. Liquid is always the status of a rishon. Liquid that is tamei always has the status of a rishon. So what status do the loaves of bread have? They go down one notch, they will become a sheni. B'mashkim im bizman shay dvukim nidmachasem b'mashkim t'mehem shalom him rishon l'tuma kulam shniyos. They all become a shniyos l'tuma. They will become a sheni. Pershu hachaticho zom izuliyach hashnidim isachasem b'mashkim. Let's say that now you separate kulam shniyos. Also the zol b'zach, they remain a shniyos. They remain shniyos kolachas nishar shniyos l'tuma k'mo shabiyan hatam b'inyin rishon l'tuma. Vayda. The yodayim kulam shlishos. Let's say your hands touch them. Let's say these loaves of bread are all truma, and your hand makes contact with the loaf of bread. So a hand stam yodayim are shlishos. So that makes all of them into a shlishi. Perishu kulam shlishios. Easy mishnah. So let's say over here a perishu. Kulam shlishios. Give yodayim im bezman shaydu kastedim zachzuyam b'negias yodayim tumas shen shlishios l'tama kulam shlishios shlishios. Imhein shel truma kolachas mehem shlishes l'tuma vehein nifsolos perishu achaticha esu mezul yachas shnit mesachas mehem b'yodayim kulam shlishios kolachas nish'eres shlishes l'tuma mehatam shebi'arnu b'rishon l'tuma l'fi shayu guf echod b'shas tum oson. Good?
Yeah.
Let's chaz the Mishnah.
Good.
What's the problem?
Yeah, from this part.
This was so easy, this Mishnah.
Right. I didn't listen to the last part.
Same thing, we'll chaz, you'll see it. Nikrotzois dough, clumps of dough. Neishcha zob zob. They're touching one another.
Yeah.
Or kikarim, finished loaves of bread. They've already been baked.
Right.
But neishchim zeh bizeh. Nid mesachsim besheretz. Avatuma kulon tchila. All are rishon. Perish if I separate each individual loaf.
Kulon
tchila doesn't make a difference. It's going to remain within tuma. Let's say one loaf of bread came kind of with liquid that's tamei. What is liquid? Liquid is a rishon.
Yes.
So that makes kulam all the loaves of bread become shniyos. And if I separate one loaf from the collection perishu, it doesn't matter. They're going to remain in the status of shniyos.
Why is it become shniyos when it's liquid?
Because liquid is a rishon. Liquid is a rishon. Liquid that is tamei is always a rishon. If I have a glass of orange juice that came in contact with a sheretz, so what is the glass of orange juice? It's a rishon. Liquid that's tamei is always a rishon. Even if liquid comes in contact with a shlu with a sheni, it becomes a rishon. If I have liquid that comes in contact with a sheni, it also becomes a rishon. It goes up a madrega. Liquid is always a rishon.
There was liquid on these bukulach.
Not liquid on these bukulach. If the bukulach are dry, they're dry as can possibly be. But the bukulach are dry.
Yeah, right.
But I have liquid, and the liquid is tamei.
Where's the liquid?
In the cup, in the glass. I have a glass.
The sheretz touches it.
The sheretz touched. It fell into the oranges. Or let's say a sheni. Let's say a piece.
And then I pour the liquid.
And then I take the orange juice and I pour the orange juice on one of the bulkalach. All the bulkalach become a sheni, because if one becomes a sheni, they all become a sheni. Why? Because they're all connected.
Uh-huh. Why didn't you go further down? Why didn't you stop by rishon? Maybe that's what's going to do in the next mishnah.
That's the next part. Okay, kulam shniyos. They all become a sheni. Perishu. Let's say I separate one of the bulkach from the other. It doesn't make a difference. They remain kulam. They remain the size of sheni. The yodayim. Let's say my hands are askanis. They touch one of the bulkach. So stam yodayim is what is a sheni. So what has the status of the other bulkach? It becomes a shlishi.
Yeah, but you didn't touch the book. You touched the...
You did touch it.
You touched the sheretz.
You touched it.
Yodayim.
So you become a rishon in that case. Let's go. We're going in the case...
So where are you getting this?
Yodayim, we're going in the case when your hands did not touch it. Your hands are shni stam.
How did they become shnius?
Stam. By going to the bathroom, they become a sheni. By walking around in the gas, they become...
Yodayim.
Your diary, and now your hands make contact with the bulk aloch.
Kulam shlishis.
So all the bulk will become a shlishis. Parashu, if I separate one of the bulk aloch, doesn't matter. It remains in the status of a shlish. Kulam shlishis.
Next mishnah.
Mikretzes, a clump of dough that once upon a time was a tchilav hishich lo acheros. What is hishich lo acheros?
Mikretzes. What's
mikretzes? The kudas har in the previous mishnah means a clump of dough. A clump of dough.
Good.
Mikretzes, a clump of dough. Shaisat that was reached the hishich lo acheros. Chatichas batzek, shayis tchila, reach on the tomb of hishal acheres, v'hidvig bo chatichas acheres, and you cleaved, you stuck to it. You stuck to it a piece of dough. Chatichas acheres, kulam tchila, okay, hishal acheres, kulam, now what does that mean, kulam tchila? Kol achatichas acheres, shehishach lo dinan ki reach on the tomb of lefi yishen chibur lo v'nagir bohen, ki ilu nagir bo. So when did the tumas touch? I guess touched afterwards. You start off with pieces of dough, and now I attach it. So I think what it means is that originally here's going to make an afkamina. Perishu he tchilu v'kulam shniyos. Here's the chiddush of this mishnah. You start off with the mikretzes. Chetchilas b'shayis tchilu rishon l'tuma. No, I'm sorry. Shayis rishon l'tuma hishach l'acheros kehid b'chatichas acheros kulam tchilu. Kol achatichas acheros hishach lo dina kerishon l'tuma l'fishen chibur lo v'negei b'chem kilu nagabo. But perishu achaticha he tchilu hamikretzes rishon he rishon l'tuma k'mo shayisa b'kulan v'chol hamikretzes acheros hishach lo perishu menos shniyos chol v'nagabo b'zu shayis rishon l'tuma v'nasa shen l'tuma. So you see the difference?
No.
In this case, we start off with a clump of dough.
Yeah.
Okay? This clump of dough is a rishon.
Correct.
This, when this becomes tummy, there is nothing in contact with it. It is an isolation.
Yeah.
Okay?
How is it an isolation?
Here it is. Nothing is touching it.
Okay.
It's all alone. Okay? Four sides.
Go.
And the sheretz touches it. So what is this now?
Rishon.
A rishon. Now I take another clump of dough. And I glue it. I glue it. I glue it. I glue it. I mean, it's dough, so it cleaves. It cleaves. Cleaves. So as long as it's stuck, it's glued, as long as it's done, if this will then touch another piece of food, this piece will become a sheni. We're going to give this the status of the rishon as long as it's mechuber to the first one. But let's say I separate it.
Them?
This now becomes a
sheni.
Okay, this is different than the previous case. In the previous case, even when I separated, it remained a rishon.
Correct.
Why? Because when it became tame, it was attached.
It was attached.
You see the difference?
Yeah. Beautiful. That's coming. Go ahead.
Okay, so mikreta shayisa tchila v'hishach l'acheres kulam tchila while they're attached tchila perishu, but once it separates he tchila v'kulam shniyos. Let's say it was a shniyah. Let's say you have a piece and it's a shniyah.
Good.
The hishich lacheros. I glued something to it.
Kulam
shniyos. Perishu. They separate.
He shniyah.
Kulam shlishes. Chayisa shlishes. Hishich lacheros. He shlishes. The kul. Chayisa shniyos lacheros. Kulam shniyos.
Why do you have to go back? Okay, it's the same thing. It was three. And you glued onto it another one.
He shlishes.
The whole thing is shlishes.
No. It's not. That's the chiddush.
No.
He shlishes the original
the
piece. No, it's not. Chayisa shniva yisachelachayis kulon. Look at the word kulon. Kulon shniyos. Perish when you separate it. Then he shniva kulon shlishes. But chayisa shlishes. Let's say the original piece is shlishes and hishachelachayis.
Yeah.
So no, it doesn't make a difference. When you glue something to a shlishi, the whatever
doesn't
you...
Doesn't do anything.
What?
Yeah.
He shlishes. So it is a shlishes. The kulon tahayrais. Mesach the tahayrais.
Correct. The
old tahar. The old tahar, tahayrais. Why? Bein sheperishu, bein shloi perishu. Makes no difference. Let's see what it's over here. He shlishes kulam taras b'chol shar chaticha sheshach lo taras. Why? Bein sheperishu bein shlo perishu.
Whether
you separate, whether you don't separate. Why? Well, even when it's attached.
Even when it's attached.
It's simply why? Kishperishu taras hain. Since that when you would separate, you're a free bird. So even when you're attached, this that we learned before that you're going to be tummy when you're attached. That's because even when you separate, you're going to become tummy. In the previous case, when it was a rishon or a sheni, when you separate, there will be a residual tumma.
There will be some kind of tumma.
So since there will be some type of tumma when it's pirish, there will be even a higher madrig of tumma when it's mechubar.
Well, we didn't say all the time it was a higher madrig.
It was equal. Not it was equal to the original. If this was a rishon, right. So while it's attached, it's going to be a rishon. Why? Because when it's going to separate, it's going to be a sheni. Since there's going to be a residual tumma when it's pirish, the male is going to be a higher tumma when it's mechubar. But in the case of a shlishi,
right.
When you're going to separate, there's going to be zero tumah. So since it's going to be zero tumah when you perish, there's not going to be even tumah even when it's mechubar.
Right.
Okay. Kishe perishu tarah same lefich ein shlishi as a ribi tumah became a shlan tisha b'chem since nachnu imen b'chem called tumah mishe yifreshu lefichach afilu kaidim she perishu einem chashuv aschibar. The ain hamik hamikret says shayis hashlishes lutumoses acheros sheishch lo kemoisa, and the clump of dough that was a shlishes lutuma, it's not going to make the other ones that's connected into like itself. It's not going to be like the behem v'shoros tyros. Mashenkin b'mikret shayis are rishon hashni lutuma shahoyil v'acheros sheishch lo tisharim tumol aaf leachas sheperishu. There's going to be a residual tumor when it's perish. Since a shlishi can't make a revi, so a mela, it's not going to be able to make it even equal to one that's attached. Same idea. Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah. So while it's attached, they all have the status of a rishon. But once perishu, I separate it. He tchila v'kulam shnius. Ha'is hashniya v'hishuch l'acheros kulam shnius. While it's attached, perishu hishniya v'kulam shlishim. But ha'is hashlishis v'hishuch l'acheros. He shlishis. Every man is shlishis. But v'kulam, the other one is going to be tahoros. Even if it's shloi perishu, it's going to be tahoros because since when you separate the tumah is not going to be any residual tumah, so the nail is not going to be even tumah when it's connected.
Right. Very good.
Good, is it clear?
Yep.
Right, next Mishnah. Oh, no, we have to stop here. Look what time it is.
Nobody here.
You don't have to daven. You have to pray. You gotta pray. Okay, so we did pretty good.
How many minutes?
We did Tahiros, Perak Alpha up to Mishnah Tess. Only one more Mishnah to finish the Perak with 32 minutes.